So Eric, how are you?
Great, Tony. How you doing this morning?
You're like the politician, except you're not actually trying to pitch anything, but you've been working hard to make homes available for people, to make homes available for people who maybe have credit challenges, and to try and help your constituents in Ingham County clear up homes and areas that maybe were kind of left behind.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, why get so involved?
Well, you know, as county treasurer, I'm intimately involved in real estate because of the property tax collection. And, you know, these are real problems. Who is gonna take it on? They need real solutions. So it just seems like a natural fit with all the things that the county treasurer touches: mortgage foreclosure and prevention, tax foreclosure and prevention, and then, of course, here locally, we've set up a land bank authority, which is another, you know, economic development tool to deal with housing and commercial properties.
What's interesting about all these projects that you're involved with, I guess my old school way of thinking was, well, it's the treasurer. He makes sure that we have our money and that it's well taken care of and that it's allocated. But there's much more involved to your job.
Yeah, well, you know, we're doing that also, and I've got a great staff in the two offices. But I think, you know, I think the opportunities of an elected official are really to do things that have the most positive impact on your community. And certainly managing the money, you know, is a priority. But then dealing with the housing and the real estate issues are another opportunity that just makes sense to me to seize upon.
Well, let's talk about the land auction. I don't know, just hearing about this seems pretty cool because it's an auction, it's property, it's homes, excuse me, that have been refurbished, that are ready for people to move into. Talk about it.
Well, you know, the auction, this particular auction of the tax foreclosed properties, these are as-is properties that range from a number of them which are in close to as, you know, into move-in condition, to ones that need some work. So this is one of the tools we use in conjunction with the other land bank and mortgage foreclosure, you know, prevention things. This is a statutory process that I administer as county treasurer every year. It's this morning at the Lansing Center. Registration at 9, auction is at 10. And we, you know, last week we had open houses on a number of these. We've had a lot of potential home buyers, some investors taking a look at the list. We've been getting a, you know, real good reaction to it. It is an opportunity, but folks need to be careful at an auction and not get caught up in the moment and pay more for something than it's really worth.
All right, let's say that Emily and Brittany and myself, we're looking for a home. We're going to show up at this auction. What do we need to have with us, and what can we expect to see and hear?
Well, you want to have some identification. You know, you get a bidder card. You need to have $1,000 as a deposit today in some shape or form, cashier's check payable to yourself or cash, however you want to do that. And then the auction list is out on the county website. They'll be available at the auction. Most people, you know, will have already looked at some of these properties. We've got a nice one up on Lake Lansing Road in East Lansing, one over on Raider in Lansing. You know, that a lot of people have been looking at because you know, the ideal thing, what we've done with some of the settlement terms, because people don't have to settle up today, we're giving them some time, is what we really want to do is create owner-occupancy opportunities. Owner-occupied homes in the city of Lansing, for example, are worth more than a rental property. So, you know, rentals are fine, good investors are great, we certainly need those for people that want to rent. But I certainly try to put a priority on owner occupancy situations.
So there will be opportunities where people will come to you and say, look, for whatever reason, I can't buy now, but I'd love to rent this home. That's something you'll take a look at?
Well, the land bank can do that. For the auction process, these are absolute sales. So these need to be sold. But there are, you know, investors that show up. There's landlords throughout the area that look at these properties. A number of them get fixed up for folks in those situations where they want to rent. But, you know, you can get into a reasonable house for $10,000 at the auction. You got to pick and choose. You know, it's an auction is a fascinating thing. I love them and I hate them. I mean, they're just really interesting. You have to know what you're doing. You want to know the property, but we do have some properties in the auction that are in decent shape, and there's also commercial properties in the auction. So we're expecting some commercial property investors to be there looking at opportunities to invest.
Do you expect to see realtors also there?
They've certainly been invited and welcome, and there in the past, absolutely.
All right, that's from 9 a.m. to 12 noon at the Lansing Center, and folks need to bring identification and $1,000 in some type of cash form, whether it's cashier's check or cash or whatnot, and they can go to www.ingham.org. Is that to take a look at what's being auctioned?
Yes, and you know the other thing, it's a wonderful experience. Some people come to just see what's going on, and if you're thinking of doing it someday, you know, today's a good day to check it out, and maybe next year you'll be there in earnest.
Eric, how many people do you hope to have at the event today?
Well, you know, I think we're going to be between 100 and 200, probably at the upper end. We've had an awful lot of activity.
How many of these properties do you hope to sell?
Well, you know, we've got 50 to 75, I think, that are likely to sell. You know, they're priced in an area where it certainly can be economical for somebody to pick them up. So we'll see. I mean, that's the challenge of an auction. You know, you don't know. It's who shows up and how much money they have.
Okay,
and it always takes the day.
And then for folks who are interested in buying a home, being involved in the land bank process, where do they call for that?
They can call the land bank office at 267-5221, or there's a couple of websites that the land bank operations use. Inghamlandbank.org is the main one, but we've also got a lower cost as-is product where we sell on land contracts and work with folks for the rehabilitation program, which is Ingham Prop, ingham.org.
All right, Eric, we'll give you a call tomorrow to see how things went. Thanks so much.